Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are very happy to let everyone on hold know we're going to come and talk to you in a second. But Brian Baldinger is nice enough to join us. What are you, Dulles or Reagan? Where are you flying out of right now?
Whatever DCA is, David.
I think that's Dulles.
Dulles.
I think so. Hopefully yeah. You're at the right airport. Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. And we got football tomorrow between the 49ers and the Commanders. And this is sort of an interesting matchup because not that the 49ers are going to put their feet up and say, we're already in the barn. We got nothing to play for. We know that there's some bad blood between Trent Williams and Kyle and how, you know, his dad got let go in Washington. And they want to stay, you know, frosty for sure. But this is a Washington team that, you know, if they really want to be in the postseason, winning out wouldn't be a bad idea at all. You got two teams with sort of different things to play for tomorrow afternoon.
Well, they gave up 13 points to the Giants last week. It was the Giants' defense that scored the first touchdown against Washington on a sack fumble by Kayvon Thibodeau. But this is a good defense. I mean, anybody that would ever take this defense lightly just isn't watching. And they are going to get the return of Chase Young. And the last time Chase Young played against the 49ers, it was down in Arizona because of COVID. But last time he played, he was the best player on the field. Now, Trent Williams was out there. There was a lot of guys who won't be out there on Sunday. But Chase Young was the best player on the field that day, forced two fumbles, scored a touchdown. And you add him to Daron Payne and to Jonathan Allen going to the Pro Bowl and, you know, to Montez Sweat. I mean, it's a formidable front, but, you know, their linebackers, their safeties have been active. They could cause a lot of problems for any offense.
Baldy, you know, me and Damon were talking earlier about Brock Purdy and how, yeah, he came back against the Dolphins, but all things considered, things have really been on schedule. So is it crazy to say that maybe as a Niners fan or even the Niners coaching staff, you'd want Brock Purdy to in some way struggle a little bit just to see how he overcomes that adversity before the playoffs? Or at this point, Damon was even talking about maybe just running a 2-minute drill, even if you don't have to. Or at this point, do you just ride the wave and, you know, if it happens in the playoffs, we'll see what happens?
Well, I think all young guys, struggle at some point. Now, I mean, it's been 3 really good games. The stats are the stats. But what really impresses me most, Alan, is just his pocket presence and how he can either buy time in the pocket, maneuver in the pocket, but he's not a guy that feels pressure and immediately wants to escape the pocket the way you saw Zach Wilson last night, the way you saw, you know, Desmond Ridder in Atlanta last week. You don't see any of that panic as soon as color, you know, comes at him. So that's a good sign. Now, but, you know, we don't know what's going to happen if he throws a bad interception. He could have thrown one against Ryan Neal last Thursday night. Could have been intercepted. We don't know what is going to happen, but I have a feeling like he's going to be able to shake it off. But, you know, the idea that you could just, okay, let's create situations to get ready for the postseason, I think you just got to let him play. And the more he plays, the more he sees, the more he's more comfortable he's going to get. He already looks comfortable, but I think the even more, you know, information that he has at his fingertips about the offense, the better he can play.
Baldy, why does Taylor Heinicke bring the Commanders into the win column more often than Carson Wentz?
Because of exactly what I said about Brock. He has tremendous pocket awareness. He throws with, because he doesn't have a strong arm, not even close to a strong arm, he has to throw the ball with such anticipation. So he has to really know what the defense is doing. Are they in man? Are they in zone? Are they in a combination? You know, he's got to know where the holes are to throw the ball. It gets him into trouble sometimes when receivers aren't exactly where they're supposed to be, or he leads them too far and they get hit. But he throws the ball with incredible anticipation because of his ability to anticipate and to read what defenses are doing to him.
Baldy, do you think the Niners defense, a lot of people, you know, everybody wants to say this is the best, and they're quick to crown people, as they say. Do you think this Niners defense should already be considered historic? And if not, what else do you think they have to do? Do they have to win the whole thing? Do they have to get to the NFC Championship? What are your thoughts on the Niners defense?
Yeah, you got to look. I mean, Kansas City, you know, they couldn't stop a fly sweep to save their life. They put up 42 points on San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's the same guys that are playing out there right now. So, you know, in order to put any historic perspective on it, you got to win in the postseason. You certainly got to get to a Super Bowl, you know, and championship level defenses, whether it's Chicago in 85 or the Ravens in 01, or, you know, those defenses were championship level defenses. And they're talked about, you know, in the pantheon of time. I played with the Philadelphia Eagles team in 91. They were the number one defense in football, but they didn't win anything in the postseason. So we talk about Reggie White, and we talk about players in that defense, but we don't talk about them the way we talk about the Ravens or the Bears or anybody else, the Giants at times. So that you've got to take it into the postseason and shut teams down there. That's how you're going to get measured.
Brian Baldinger on 95.7 The Game, and we will let you get to your gate and board soon enough here, but you are on your way to Kansas City. We got Chiefs and Seahawks on your schedule. How come the Kansas City Chiefs aren't talked about nearly as much as they were just a couple years ago? I mean, we always like to focus on shiny new objects. This is an 11-3 football team that is number one in points per game, number one in yards per game, number one in yards per play, number one in passing yards per play, number one in first downs, thirds downs, fourth downs, and they, you know, skinned the Niners alive when they played them. Why aren't we talking about them as they're clearly the team to beat in all of football?
I honestly think it's like, and I think this is one of the reasons why the Chiefs have struggled the last 2 weeks, had to take the Texans to overtime last week. I think there's just Chiefs fatigue. They've won their division 7 straight times in a row. We know exactly who Patrick Mahomes is, what he's capable of doing, you know, no matter what the circumstances are. So I just think they're like, okay, we know what Kansas City is. Let's talk about Buffalo. You know, let's talk about some of these other teams.
Yeah.
You know, who's on the, you know, who's coming from behind? Are the Chargers going to be a contender here by the time we get to week 18? So I think it's just a little bit of the Chiefs fatigue, which isn't fair to them, because I watched them run Isaiah Pacheco and Jet McKinnon last week in a 1-2 combination that looked absolutely lethal the way they ran the ball. And I have a feeling, like, if they want to do that, you know, tomorrow to Seattle, they're more than capable of doing that to Seattle.
No, it should be a hell of a game. I'm glad you're going to be there for it. They are, to me, the least talked about great 11-3 team of the season. When you're at an airport, do you have a pre-flight ritual? To me, if I ever see like an Auntie Anne's or a Wetzel's pretzel, I'm getting a pretzel at an airport. Do you have a go-to airport move?
If I'm in Miami, I'm getting some Cuban coffee. It's too sweet, Damon, but it's so delicious, and it's dirt cheap, but it's so good. And I have to have myself a Cuban coffee when I get to the Miami airport or Fort Lauderdale airport.
Travel safe, and Merry Christmas to you, brother. Thanks so much for joining us.
All the best, Damon. You too, Al. Enjoy the holidays.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.